Worship, we got the motives of Radha Rani with the time. But then Goswami's death did not help the Radha Rani, you know, Govinda Ji, and in the beginning, and Madan Mohan and Gopinath. Radha Rani came later. And so I'm just thinking, it's so easy now today. We have, you know, the motive of Radha and seeing Radha and Krishna together for the devotees. But I'm just wondering, how was in that time for them to worship, and if that would same be today like that? I don't know. Just can you put some light on that?
Lord Chaitanya sent Rupa Goswami and Stan Goswami and Lokanath Goswami and Bhagavata Goswami. He sent them to Vrindavan and told them to write Bhakti Shastra and also to uncover the lost deities of Vrindavan. So it's called Lupta Murti, hidden lost murtis of Vrindavan. The great-grandson of Krishna named Bhajanav installed some murtis 5,000 years ago. Govinda Day, Hari Day, Adikesha Day, Sakshi Gopal Day. There's 5 devas he installed. Adikesha Day in Mathura, Baladeva in Gokul, and Sakshi Gopal, and Hari Day and Govinda Day. These 5 devas were installed by King Vajra 5,000 years ago. No Radharani. He saw 4 Shiva lingas also. Bhuteshwar, Goeshwar, Chakeshwar, Kameshwar. Nandeshwar was installed later. And like this, he saw 5 Shaktis. Mahasi Devi, Mahavidya Devi, Sankhya Devi, Paramahansa Devi, Kalyani Devi, 5 Durga. These are all saw 5,000 years ago. So, Yogamaya Devi. So Rupa Goswami discovered Govinda Ji and Yogamaya. And Brinda Devi also. These 3 deities he discovered. So there's no Radharani deity. So what's your question?
Now, the next question was, how it's difficult to put, like, just wondering, when they are worshipping like that, you know, we are worshipping now, we have a Radha. I'm just trying to imagine if now we would not have also, if we do the same like that.
Well, they would have some kind of representation of Radharani. Like Radharaman. Radharaman, it's just Radharaman appeared for Sagram to Gopal Bhatta. But he also wanted to worship Radharani. So Radharani has a Nam-Vigraha. He has some plate with Radharani's name on it, an asan. And he offers some dress and some crown. And so there's some representation of Radharani. So they had the same thing. Some representation. A piece of metal, silver or gold, with Radharani's name on it. They offer cloth and a crown. And asan become like a type of murti. Because Jaramata is described in Bhakti Radhakar by Narayan Chakravarti. Jaramata bought Radharani for Govindaji and Madamahan and Govinath. So Jaramata arranged for Radharani to come. Govindaji's Radharani was being worshipped at Jagannath Puri as Lakshmi Devi. And Lakshmi Devi appeared in a dream to the king of Puri and said, I'm Radharani, I'm not Lakshmi Devi. I want to go to Krishna and Vrindavan. My Govindaji is waiting for me. So the grandson of King Pratyaprudra bought that Lakshmi Devi from Puri to Vrindavan to be Govindaji's Radharani. So she's in Jayapur now with Govindaji. Jaramata bought from Bengal, she bought Radharani for Govinath. It's all described in Bhakti Radhakar. It's a book in English. It's just in English.
By Kusha Krata, some translation, just reading
it. Yeah, yeah. It's different editions in English. Yeah, they're all Madhuris. Rupa Goswami, San Goswami, Raghunath. They didn't have any trouble worshipping Raghunath. They were direct expansions of her body, Kaya Viva. They have a shortage of memory of Radharani. Because Radharani is always in Krishna's heart. Okay, I guess that's it. Jai Jai Shri Radharani.